This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Feels like it's Christmas. Never wanna stop. Feeling
like the first thing on your wish list.
This is the Jonas Brothers.
How about that? I recognize that. Pretty cool, huh? Christmas time on the radio. This is not a music program, but certainly we talk about what's going on in your life. And music is an important part of all of our lives, I think, pretty much, don't you? Do you know anybody who doesn't have some favorite kind of music? I don't. Right?
And music transcends. It makes you feel things and it calms you and excites you.
There's all kinds of things, right? That's why the people in Congress and the people in the automobile business who are trying to screw around with AM radio or radios in general kind of need to be put in their place. It reminds me of some other things. By the way, it's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome with Jay Kirshner. The fact that we have things to deal with that we don't think we should have to, like buying a car. I want a new car, but I also want to have the radio that I want to have in the car. And people in, like, Volvo, which is now owned by the Chinese government, a Chinese company, they'll tell you they don't want to put AM radios anymore in cars. And there are some people who think they ought not to put radios at all in cars. None. Well, you just plug in your device and you can listen to what you want to. Why do you need a radio? Right? Well, I want to make that choice. I don't want you. And by not buying a Volvo, I guess I have made a choice, right? I want to buy a car, so you have the choice, buying a car with a radio or not. But why should we have to choose that? I guess it's maybe that sounds like some Captain Curmudgeon thing from an old radio guy. I don't want people not to be able to have a... I want you to be able to buy the car that you want and have in the car what you want to have in
and
the car.
And have the choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So that brings me around to something else that really is a tick-off, right? And this will make everybody who's listening say, uh-huh, right, I get it because it's happened to me. So the latest outrage from those villains at Verizon, the maybe I'm going to make an alliteration, the very vicious villains at Verizon. These people are unbelievable. The extraction that they get from you. I was talking to my friend. I do a local television program here on what's going on in the city. And my co-host and I had the mayor on, and we were talking about things that were water rates and what it costs to do this, that, and the other thing. And then we got off onto what it costs to have a plan, if you will, an internet plan, an internet provider, a service provider. He uses RCN, and he told me what his bill was, and I use Fios, and I told him what mine was. And we're looking at each other like we're both crazy. What do you spend that kind of money? Because the guy who runs the television studio, he sort of started. He said, I just have an antenna on my house, and I've got the little box. I get 56 stations, and I don't pay a penny. And then we both looked at each other. I'm paying almost $300 a month. He's paying almost $400 a month because RCN is notoriously more expensive. I don't know if you get any more or you don't get any more. Some places are back to not having choices. You know, you have this is the provider in this area. How'd they get that? Well, they made some deal with a politician or a bureaucrat so that they all carve out whatever little piece or big piece of the world that they can get, like Spectrum. Is there competition for Spectrum? Not most of the areas that I know that
well,
have Spectrum.
Yeah, it depends on where you live, exactly.
Yeah, right. So anyway, so I get this notice from Fios. How many of you got this? It's called the Content Update. And they start with this self-serving sentence, we are committed to providing customers with the best value and entertainment. Bourgeois. You're committed to making money and hopefully get as many stupid customers like me who'll pay you outrageous amounts of money to get something because it's handy or, worse yet, there's nothing else around. So they go on to say, we must periodically renegotiate our agreements with our content providers to provide you with the best programming possible. Okay, so they have a contract with the Cox Media Group, which is probably the largest privately owned media company in America. And they own some channels here in the Northeast. The specifics are Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or in that Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, New England corridor. And the package that they sell you has programs from Fox. And they have apologized because as of yesterday, there's no, you can't watch a Fox TV program, can't watch Fox Sports, can't watch the Fox dramas that are on their regular Fox channel. You can't see anything from Fox because they don't want to pay Fox what Fox wants. Now, I don't know who the real bad guy is here. It may be Fox because they want too much, or it may be Cox because they don't want to pay enough. But the last 2-3 months from Verizon, there have been these notices because they keep telling you that they're trying hard to negotiate something that's good for you. Who believes that? They're trying to negotiate something that's good for them. If you were doing something that's good for me, you wouldn't be canceling the programming from these outlets because they won't pay you what you want to transmit their programs. You know, it's all about, a friend of mine taught me early in life that about making deals. There's always, and I always hold my hands out. If this were television, you could see my hands are held out. There's always between this point of view and that point of view, and you bring your hands together till you're in the middle, there's always a deal. There's always a deal. But if you don't want to make a deal, then there isn't a deal, at least at the moment. So now I'm not going to have to pay less. They're going to still charge me at Fios, at Verizon, for service that I'm not getting. It's like when the lines go down.
It makes no sense.
Say again?
It makes no sense.
No, it's not fair, it's not right. But you think the people, the bureaucrats, the government agents that watch over this kind of stuff, you think they're going to be able to do anything? These companies are so big, they laugh at the government. The government's not going to do anything that's in your best interest. Whatever happens is in the best interest, usually, of these huge conglomerates. It happens in farming and the food arena all the time. You know that. We talk about it all the time. And it happens in every single level. But I find Fios, I've always found Verizon, and people say to me, well, why do you use them then? Well, because there's nothing else here. Unless I put the antenna on my roof, and I can't do that because I need to have the internet in order to be able to run my business. Right? So I'm dependent on Fios because they're the only ones that have internet. And so there you go. That's it in a nutshell. And what do we do about it? It's one of those, as I was talking about earlier, problem solving. I suppose I could solve the problem in another way. I could be creative and clever and figure out how to get maybe internet from one source and maybe get the cell phone service from another source. You know, it's just, but they've taught us all that it's okay to pay more because it's easy and it's convenient.
It's a convenience fee.
Oh,
because
yes.
It's easier to just pay one place for multiple things and bounce around.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Okay, let's visit the police blotter, shall we? In Idaho, police might have unearthed a key piece of evidence in the murders of those four college students that people are still concerned about. This is thanks to a gas station employee. The assistant manager of the gas station said that in some downtime, she reviewed the gas station surveillance video from around the time earlier in November when these four were attacked. She said that she had a weird feeling, and so she went to look at the footage, and it paid off. She found a snippet that showed a white sedan barreling down the highway, turning into a side street. The vehicle matches the description of a Hyundai that people have been looking for that they say may be involved in this thing. Meanwhile, you go back to this crazy, this is Moscow, Idaho, the craziness of four innocent people getting killed for what reason? Who knows, but not for anything that makes any sense,
mm-hmm.
Right? This kind of thing never makes any sense. So there still is no identification of the killer or killers. They haven't found the murder weapon.
Which seems like it's happening more and more now.
Yeah.
That
yep.
the hunt for suspects goes on a little bit longer than it seems like it normally does or normally
yep.
would.
Here's a woman in Arizona found out the hard way inflatable green companions don't count for the carpool lane.
They don't. Nope.
The police department, Arizona Department of Public Safety, says the driver was spotted in the HOV lane with a suspicious-looking passenger. Well, actually, it was a suspicious-looking passenger because it was the Grinch, an inflatable
But the thing is, because we've seen stories about this where somebody has like, an inflatable or a dummy or something, but
right.
they think that nobody would notice, oh, that one's green? That's the Grinch? Mm-hmm. It's not a person?
Right. It could be the Hulk, the female Hulk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And it's really, it's something, it's celebrated in silliness, but it is to be, silliness is to be celebrated, I think. Anyway, that's...
and of course,
beware.
You just have to take a picture of this.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's time for you to think about your car. O'Reilly Auto Parts Holiday Gift Guide is here with something for everybody on your list. Get gifts starting at under $10. The gift guide has everything that you're looking for, including gloves, tools, accessories, license plate frames, and a lot more. For the hard-to-buy person on your list, shop the gift guide in-store at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts, or you can even find some of these things online at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The agency that takes care of O'Reilly Auto Parts is excited when I sing their jingle. O'Reilly. It's one of those things, everybody knows what you're talking about when you sing the jingle. That's all you got to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
O'Reilly. 18 after on the O. Stefan program.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory. Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. A couple of important celebrity notes that are trending on social media pages. The passing of Coach Mike Leach is a place for us to start here. Here's the story.
Head coach at Mississippi State, Mike Leach. Born in 1961, Mike Charles Leach grew up in California and Wyoming, playing rugby instead of football while earning his undergraduate degree from BYU. Beginning his coaching career as an assistant at Cal Poly in 1987, his successful strategies such as the innovative air raid offense set numerous records and prepared him for his head coaching career.
I always thought that being an O-line coach was fantastic.
Taking the reins at Texas Tech from 2000 to 2009, he became the winningest coach in school history, never finishing with the losing record in any of his 10 seasons leading the Red Raiders. Leach went on to change the fortunes of Washington State as head coach from 2012 to 2019 and subsequently joined Mississippi State from 2020 onwards. Passionate about history, business, pirates, and politics, Leach went 158-107 over his 21-season career. We remember influential football coaching legend Mike Leach.
All right, also in the trending department today, Jay, the focus on Scarlett Johansson, who claims her old management team was grooming her into taking bombshell roles, especially when you look back to the beginning of her acting career.
And how young she was at the time. She was under 18.
Right.
And be also already becoming groomed to be the sex symbol, which is one thing when you are over the age, you know, that's another thing, but she was still technically a child.
If you watch the FBI series, the Dick Wolf produced series of three shows on Tuesday nights on CBS, yeah, it's on CBS, the theme of the CBS International, of the FBI International show last night was this whole business about young girls being objectified and what happens to them. And according to Scarlett, it's just kind of a fact. That's where these old lechy guys that run these agencies.
Especially once upon a time where now women have more say over their own career path.
Yeah.
And if they say no to something, it's not a career destroyer.
Exactly. Well, there still is a blacklist, though, a subtle blacklist, not so bad as it was. I think Scarlett Johansson was one of those people that was affected. But didn't she tell Wiseman, what's his face? to go drop dead? Wasn't there an issue with her and, what's his face? The guy
Harvey
who
Weinstein.
Was Weinstein,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Wasn't there, there was something with her.
I remember somebody spoke out about that. Now I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, but she
said. It may have been her.
No, yeah, but she told him to get lost. Anyway, I think it's in, I like her as an actress. I like her more and more. Maybe it was that whole business early on. She didn't pull it off well, frankly. She didn't, I didn't think that she seemed like she's attractive, but she was a kid. And when she was 17, she was with Bill Murray in a movie called Lost in Translation.
Lost in Translation.
He's a real lech. He has a horrible reputation. I don't know why somebody hasn't bagged him with all the other stories around about all these other people. He even looks like a lech, frankly, and acts like one. Lucy Liu, when they were doing Charlie's Angels, she was complaining all over the place about him. There was something that surfaced even a couple of weeks ago, once again about her and her relationship. He used to berate her because she didn't succumb to all of his advances.
Oh, he said
and
he made, couldn't act. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
At least the other two were nice to look at or something like that. But
yeah, right. You just
couldn't act or something.
Even if you're thinking it, you don't say it in today's reality. It's just, you know, whether you like it or you don't like it, you don't say it. Anyway. Okay. So she's got a good career going, and good luck to her. Scarlett Johansson in our focus here. It's 28 past the hour.
Wine in a box? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Technically, it's in a bag in a box, a plastic bladder with an airtight valve. And boxed wine has been around for years, although you might not have recognized label brands until recently, as name vineyards have followed frugal shoppers who pay lots less for the equivalent of four bottles. How? Cardboard boxes and plastic bags are much less expensive packaging than glass bottles, which cost more to ship, production of which asks more of the environment, and which are breakable. And when you open a bottle of wine, the clock starts ticking. But boxed wine can last 4 to 6 weeks from the time you open the spigot on the front of the box, which sits on a refrigerator shelf. Cheers! How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at covidpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't ever have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to covidpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at covidpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let covidpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit covidpayment.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Senate passed a bipartisan $858 billion defense policy bill on Thursday that authorizes United States military leaders to purchase new weapons, increase pay for service members, and ends the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The vote was 83-11 to pass the annual National Defense Authorization Act. A series of Twitter accounts belonging to journalists were suspended without notice on Thursday. Elon Musk indicated the accounts violated Twitter's doxing policy. The accounts broke the new rule of real-time location status of any individual. How long the accounts will be suspended was up to his followers on Twitter, as Elon was asking his followers on Twitter to chime in. 7 days seems to be the ban. Harvard University elected the first black president since the school was first founded in 1636. Claudine Gay will serve as the 30th president of Harvard University. Lance Fry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Said many times, this sort of thing I could listen to all day. Right? Maybe it shows my age, but
no,
people
so
of your age don't must. Do you like the wall of sound that's created by? This is the Wrecking Crew in a studio in Los Angeles that did all of the. Well, they've done most of everything musically that was created in California in terms of pop music. The Wrecking Crew, a group of a dozen musicians that have been profiled in a number of movies and stuff. They really, really, really knew how to make music. Mm-hmm. And Phil Spector was a perfect foil for them. Creating all of these sounds. It's fabulous stuff. Makes you feel good, which is the whole idea behind the Good Day program. It's quite called the Good Day Show. I'm Doug Steffen, Mr. Good Day. Mr. Good Day. That's like the old Good Humor. You probably don't remember Good Humor ice cream. Mr. Good Humor. The Good Humor
well,
guy used to go around in a truck.
That kind of does sound familiar.
Yeah, he used to go around in a truck. Excuse me, ice cream. That they said was awful, but it was kind of fun, you know, just to get one of those ice cream sandwiches, that sort of stuff. It was just, and I think you can still get them here and there in some places around the country. Here's some good news, Jay. A one-armed basketball player has been recruited
for a college basketball team. This is Northwestern State University. People were watching this game. The new freshman basketball player scored his first points. And the applause went on and on and on because Hansel Emmanuel only has one arm. And then a minute or so later, got another dunk, and everybody cheered again. And they beat Louisiana Monroe 91-73, bringing the crowd to their feet. So this is quite an interesting story, this fellow, Hansel Emmanuel. He was a part of the, you know, you go out and you get people in various sports who are the recruiters who go around and look at high schools, and sometimes the pros, they look at college and they try to recruit you to play. So anyway, this story started last year when some of the recruiters looked at the analysis of points, you know, who's playing and what kind of point is, well, you know, how many, you get 6 points a game, 16 points a game, 26 points a game. And this guy apparently does extraordinarily well in the point department, so why would you want to have him on your team?
And and so many people would probably overlook him because of ableism, and it's just so inaccurate.
Yeah. Yeah,
this
right.
This student is amazing.
Yeah. What did you call it? Ableism?
Ableism.
Ableism.
When people
I've
think
never heard that,
that
term.
People cannot do things because... Or they're incapable of doing certain things because of a handicap or anything like that.
Huh. I don't know that. It's interesting. I don't know that term, frankly. Anyway, so good for him. That's a cool story. I like it. His father was a professional basketball player down in the Dominican Republic. A lot of social media videos catching the attention of one of his father's former teammates. And that's kind of how this got pushed up through the system. So he had help from another, from a couple of different sources. Very good, very cool. Good luck to him. He'll be okay. I've known one person in my life who only had one arm, and that was my wife, who, when she was suffering with all the cancers, had a problem. The cancer spread to her femur and to other bones, and so after playing for years with her arm, they finally took it off. And as a result of that, once they did that, it created so much of a stir in the lymph system, because that's how the cancer spread, that it basically killed her a couple of months after she had that. When she first went to California, she had the operation. And it was very interesting to see how she adapted to it. All of her clothes she brought to a seamstress to have the arm that wasn't there any longer taken off and stitched the you know, whether it was a shirt or whether it was a dress or whatever it was, they just stitched up where the arm was, and so it almost looked natural. She could drive with one arm, and she was a very determined soul, as it were. But that's the only time
thing.
I remember.
Yeah, there have been Major League Baseball players, pitchers, who have one arm, and
right, exactly. All right, while we're in the sports department, soccer journalist Grant Wall, another person who died covering the World Cup. This guy had an aortic aneurysm, and that was the end of him, isn't it? If you don't know what that is, your aorta goes obviously into your heart, and it goes across your stomach, your groin area, and if it extends, if you don't go to a doctor every year and have a good, really good physical, and that includes using Instagram. Hello, that's when that device that goes into your body and it can scan it. Anyway, if they do a good job, they use this thing and it'll measure your aortic, not only in the stomach and how it connects to your heart, but also what's in your head. And these things, if they start to grow a little bit by even a centimeter, it'll indicate that there's a problem and it's getting weak. And so, in this case...
The scope thing.
Why can I not... it's something that everybody... Ultrasound. Thank you. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. The ultrasound.
Yeah. So the ultrasound measures all various things in your body. And if your aorta extends even by a millimeter. It'll sort of bring up warning signs. So that's obviously what happened to this guy.
But with Grant Wall, he had been sick. He had posted to social media how he had been fighting something. He was diagnosed with bronchitis. Mm-hmm. And it turned out to be something completely different.
Yep. Well, that's happened sometimes. The body works in strange ways. Well, too bad. Here is another interesting sports story. A fellow named Carlos Correa. Is it Correa or Correa? He's going to San Francisco
baseball player. Mm-hmm.
Correa, yeah. Signed a 13-year, $350 million deal with the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
He was a shortstop for the Minnesota Twins. He had signed a short-term contract with them last year. He'd been seven seasons with the Houston Astros, but now his payday with the Giants, $350 million over 13 years.
Yeah, the biggest payday for a shortstop.
Yep. So that's and most of the good players these days are Hispanics, Dominicans, and people that come from the Caribbean, and they're, playing for all of the big teams. Mookie Betts got $365 million with the Dodgers. Aaron Judge, didn't he just get a deal, $360 million? So all these guys are making, over the course of their career.
Mm-hmm. You have Mike Trout, who had the $426 million deal.
Right, yeah, with the Angels.
He's not Dominican or anything.
No. No, I'm just saying the names you sometimes come up with are because the Dominicans, they start playing baseball when they can walk. And they play baseball. They're very serious. That's why they have such good players.
Yeah, isn't it interesting how different sports or different hobbies or anything, just based on where you grew up, where you were raised, whether it was football, whether it was baseball or basketball.
It's what is the tradition of the community, much as anything else, right? Here's the Dictionary.com pick of the year for word. We've done this with Funkin' Wagnalls, right? We've done it with Merriam-Webster. Isn't there somebody else we did this? All these dictionaries that come up with their words, the new words, or their words of the year. Anyway, at Dictionary.com, woman is the word of the year. Searches doubled. There were other things that were searched for a lot, like consequential moments. But the most searched term or word was woman. And so why?
It was Oxford and Miriam. We had woman. We had gaslighting.
Yep. Yeah.
What was the other one?
The fellow that runs the editorial department at Dictionary.com said, we selected woman as our word of the year because it provides an acknowledgement of the gravity of the various events affecting women this past year. Yeah, okay. I can see that. I'd like to think that there were many milestones that were good for women. He said, quote, from our perspective as observers and recorders of language change, the word woman is a prime example of the many gender terms undergoing shifts in how and to whom they are applied.
Mm-hmm.
Really? What would be an example of that? I guess I'm lost here.
Well, gender versus sex, pronouns. How people identify.
You're a woman instead of a girl? What is that? I don't understand. What am I missing here? Women, I've used the term woman to refer to women all my life. There's a woman. You're a good woman. Jay, you're a good woman.
What's the difference between the sex and the gender? Sex is how you're born, and what more people are coming to realize that not everybody is born specifically with only male parts or only female parts. There are some people who are born with both, and they don't really fit into anything. And then you have gender identification. That's where it's not how you were born, it's how you identify, which is different than sex.
So here I'm showing
my age.
So like
the people changing their pronouns, that there may be a woman who feels like they identify as a man, or people who more so identify non-binary.
But if you don't identify as anything other than what you obviously are, why would you feel like you had to call attention to it? Do you feel that people wouldn't know that you're a woman if you look like a woman, you talk like a woman?
Some people don't feel that way.
Really?
Some people, like there's been a movie, what was that movie back in the day, where the main character, people could not tell if they were a man or a woman, and that was kind of like the whole storyline.
Tootsie?
No.
I don't
Pat.
Know.
Pat? It's Pat? Something like that.
Really?
But I think that a lot of people who are born with the sex of a female or sex of a male, and they identify their gender with what their sex is at birth, I think a lot of times people will put out their pronouns as a form of, like, solidarity or inclusion, people helping people that are non-binary feel comfortable to identify their pronouns as well.
Where did the word binary come from? Do you know?
It's been around for a long time.
That's another word.
There are some places in other parts of the world that they may have two sexes at birth or three sexes at birth, but they have like 11 different gender identifications. So it's kind of one of those just what the social norm is. And the, like you said, the pendulum is swinging of our, what is the modern day society, Western culture, modern norm. Social norms, I should say.
I don't know. It's all social media. I found out yesterday that social media is affecting how long you're in the bathroom. Is another negative. More hemorrhoids and constipation because of social media and devices. Who studied this? I don't know.
I feel like this is that joke of like the, you always see on social media of the mom is getting herself ready and getting the kids ready, and it takes like this amount of time to do this, this, and this. And meanwhile, the dad was sitting on the toilet for 20 minutes.
Yeah, right. All right, well, don't spend too much time on the toilet, folks. It could be bad for your posterior health. 48 past the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
And Doug.
Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Three past the hour. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays to Warren Eckstein from Warren Eckstein. Warren Eckstein hosts the Pet Show. The website for him and for the pets is thepetshow.com. He's been on the air for a long time. One of the things that I love most about Warren, other than his attitude, because he has the same approach to animal life as do I, protect at all costs the animals. They are to be loved. That's why they're here. They give us so much love, and they'll ask anything in return. So how about you give them some and take care of them as you would take care of your child, because they are your children. Anyway, that's my own philosophy. Hugs and Kisses, the vitamin mineral supplement that Warren has. You can order those at petshow.com as well, or hugsandkisses.com. And every year he takes a portion of the proceeds. Actually, you have, in addition to taking proceeds, you've got the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund as well, which this time of year is probably very active in helping out dogs and cats and animals that need to be rescued, right?
Yeah, we're sending donations to all the organizations that no one's ever heard of. We just sent some money to Dallas, Texas, for some women in prison training dogs from the shelter so they can be adopted mm-hmm. and more socialized. So yeah. Places we put our money where the no one else does. The small mom and pop organizations across the country.
Where no one else's mouth is.
There you
put your money where no one else's mouth is. There you go. All right. So there are a number of things. As people bring plants inside, the weather gets colder, people are bringing things inside that might not normally be in the home. So what are you advising? It's like what to not feed the animals during all of the season of eating. So there are also plants that they shouldn't be around, because sometimes they'll eat stuff because they don't know that stuff's bad for them, right?
Yeah, and I love the look of plants around the holidays, but there are some really dangerous ones. For example, lilies.
Poinsettias.
Poinsettias are not really that dangerous. It's kind of like a myth. I'll talk about that. But lilies are the number one plant that cats and dogs must avoid because it can cause kidney injury and, in some cases, kidney failure. So no lilies. If you want lilies, fake ones this time of year. Amaryllis, which are beautiful. The whole plant is poisonous and causes vomiting, can cause diarrhea. The Christmas rose, again, the whole plant is poisonous. Mistletoe, low toxicity to cats and dogs, but the berries are the least toxic. But if you have mistletoe, again, keep it out of your reach. Ivy can cause irritation in the mouth. And one of the things people don't think about is all those pine needles on the floor. You know, your cat, your dog goes over and licks them, swallows one. Those pine needles are sharp and cause a lot of damage internally. Mm-hmm. So you got to be really, really careful. Very often those pine needles get embedded in the coat or the hair of your dog or the fur of your dog or cat, and they start chewing it to lick it off, and they swallow it. So common sense goes a long way. I generally recommend that if you have plants in the house and you have a cat, it's pretty hard to keep the cat away. So maybe some artificial plants are the way to go. Dogs, you can kind of put them up high and keep them away a little bit. But common sense says if you know, any of these plants I just mentioned can be dangerous. Not all of them are. And the poinsettia, for example, a lot of people think it's really toxic, but the toxicity of the poinsettia is usually very, very mild to dogs and cats. Still, I wouldn't leave it around for the dog or cat to eat.
That's what
I heard. For years we heard, keep poinsettias away. And of all the plants I mentioned, they're probably the least dangerous, but I would still keep them away from your dog or your cat.
Right. England's hopes of winning the World Cup were gone, but apparently one of the teams, the Manchester team, soccer players there adopted a stray cat named Dave. Did you see this?
I didn't see this, sir. That's a great story. I didn't see it.
The cat has to spend 4 months in quarantine. That's what they do in England, by the way, and many of the European countries. If you're bringing a dog or a cat over there, you can't get at them right away. They put them in quarantine. I remember a friend of mine who moved up from South Africa to London. She had to keep her dog in quarantine for 6 months before she saw
it. Because it's an island. Yeah. You know, it's interesting that you brought that up, Doug, because so many sports figures, you know, big, rough, and tough guys, are really mild-mannered when it comes to animals. For example, years ago, I was training all the dogs for the New York Mets, the New York Jets, the Islanders, boxers, and it's amazing, how, you know, they're rough and tough on the ice, or rough and tough on the football field, but yet I was
not
in their home, and they're schmoozing and kissing and hugging their little dogs. Just you know, one guy, I remember his name was Ombre, they called him, because he was so tough, always fighting on the Islanders hockey team. I was training his dog at the time, and I come to his house, and there he was laying on the floor, having the dog throw a cookie out of his mouth. You know?
Don't take a picture of this. I don't want to ruin my image. Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.